Hi, and welcome to the Salvation Army Southwest podcast. You'll find engaging messages here, so please go ahead and listen and check out some of our other messages and enjoy what you hear. You can always follow us online on our Facebook page or go to our website to find out more information. Thank you for listening.
So good that you guys are in the room. Hey, it's such a weird kind of Easter, isn't it? The world has gone through some stuff, has it not? The world has gone through some stuff. We can all agree the last 12 months has been pretty crazy. Like, who would have expected the whole COVID thing? And the lockdown and the wearing of masks and, you know, they were teaching us for a long time to use eco-friendly stuff on our skin, and now we're using 70% alcohol to get our skin clean again. And it's been a weird kind of time. But I want to start with a quote from Jesus. It's coming up right now on the screen. Check this quote out. It says this. This is in Revelation chapter 1, if you're wondering where it is. It says this: "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead. And now look, I'm alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys to death and Hades." Isn't that a great quote? This is Jesus talking about himself, saying, "I'm alive. I have risen from the grave. I'm no longer dead. He conquered death." Amen? Gosh, are you guys awake this morning or what? I'm going to have to do some work here today. Whew. And Jesus has beaten the grave. Our Lord has overcome and conquered death. Our Redeemer has overcome and now reigns on high. Jesus is very much alive, yeah? He's very much alive. He has risen from the dead and is alive. That is awesome. That is the best news of all. As Billy Graham said, it is going to be the news that just rocks the world, the best news the world has ever seen. And so the title of my sermon today, because I want to preach to you today, but it's going to be a little bit different. The title of my sermon today is, "He's Still Rolling Stones." No, sorry. Not that type of stone. Not that type of rolling.
Why not?
Oh, one more time. Do you know the song? Do you know the song? Sing it with me. Here we go. Go on. Get air guitars out. Come on, air guitars. No, we're not going to do that, Rolling Stones. No, we're going to do this one where it says this: God is the original and the best Rolling Stone. So we're going to preach and we're going to get into it. Here we go. Let me pray and then we're going to get into it. Father God, you're alive and beyond anything else. We're excited to have an encounter with you. We want to know you, the risen Lord of this world. We know that you are the maker of the universe. You hung the stars. You put the moon in place. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You conquered death and came back to life, holding the keys to death and Hades in your hand. You made a way when there was no way to be found, and today I just pray that you speak mightily to our hearts. I pray that you speak and minister to us. I pray that you teach us, that you open our minds, and we don't leave this place without growing closer to you. Holy Spirit, run amongst us, do a work in us, fill this place with your presence, and speak through me in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The shadows, bound for the gallows, a dead man walking, to love came calling.
Rise up,
6 feet under, thought it was over, an answer to prayer.
Rise up.
dug this grave, but you call my name, you call my name. I thought that I was too far gone for everything I've done wrong. I'm the one who dug this.
Amen? Amen? Amen. Here's the original Rolling Stone band. You could take a seat. Aren't they good? They learned pretty much every single one of these songs for today. I threw it at them and they went, sure, we can do it. We can do it. Aren't they good? Give them a round of applause. He is still Rolling Stones. I heard that song for the first time about 6 months ago. And I love the idea that God is the original Rolling Stone. The original Rolling Stone. Yeah? Gosh, you guys are asleep today. I don't know if you have had enough chocolate or coffee or something. I don't know what's going on. You're going to have to do better than that and help me out. This is so high too. I want to swap with this one. Sorry, guys. I'm just going to get myself organized here and drop that to there. And I'm going to put that one there. This is going to be kind of cool. If you've got your Bibles, what I want you to do is open up to Mark. Because, one, Mark is the best name of all. Yeah, it is. It is. It's the best name of all. Open up to Mark chapter 16. We're going to have a look at the story, a story that I love. I love the Easter story, but I love this version of the story the best because I find it comical and interesting all at the same time, and I'll show you why in a minute. So if you've got your Bibles, open them up to Mark chapter 16. If you don't have a Bible and you don't own one, you could go to the back corner where Karen is. We have plenty of Bibles there. You could take it and you could take it home with you. It's our gift to you. If you are watching online, you could open another tab because if you do it in the same tab you're watching us with, then you'll drop us out and that would be good. If we got you covered, don't worry. It's on the screen as well. So you can watch on the screen. And of course, if you've memorized the Bible, well, just close your eyes, recite it with us and life will be good. All right, here we go. Mark 16, verse 1. You ready? Yeah. You really are asleep. Do you need to stand? Okay, stand up, everyone. So for guys online, just give me a second. I'm just going to get this crowd riled up a little bit. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. High five someone next to you and say, it's good to see you. High five someone on the other side. Say, it's good to see you. I don't know, I have to do something to wake you guys up because it is Easter Sunday after all. And God is good. God is good. Here we go. Verse 1, Mark 16, verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Simon, brought spices so that they may go and anoint Jesus' body. Now, these are the original Spice Girls right here. We've had the Rolling Stones, the original Rolling Stones. We've got the original Spice Girls right here. And they're going, this band of women are going to the tomb, going to this place to anoint Jesus' body. They had spent 3.5 years with Jesus. They had watched the miracles Jesus had performed. They had seen with their own eyes when Jesus healed the blind and healed the deaf and made the mute speak, and those who were lame were walking again. They had seen Jesus do some miracles. They had heard of Jesus walking on water. I mean, that's incredible enough. I dare anybody to try and walk on water right now because I don't know if you could do it, right? There was this feast. And so Jesus fed 5,000 men plus women and children. So there would have been like 15,000 people at this place. And they were probably part of this feast that Jesus just did a miraculous thing through 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's like taking a Happy Meal today and trying to feed a lot of people with it. You just couldn't do it. But they seen Jesus do this. They seen Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead and call him out of the tomb. Not to mention the dead man that was being carried out of the town of Nain. You'll find that in Luke's gospel. And Jairus' daughter, who was 12, was raised back to life as well. 3 people raised back to life. They had put their hope, their trust, their faith in Jesus. And then in one week, they see a crown of thorns placed on his head. And they see Jesus being whipped with reeds and beaten with sticks. They see Jesus being mocked and bruised and battered and mistreated. They see Jesus being whipped to an inch of his life. And just so you know, too, this whipping, right, this whipping part, we kind of skip over it because we don't like to sit in some of this stuff. But this was a pole, right, the pole out of the ground, and they'll chain the arms above the head, right, stretching out the skin on the back. And then when they whipped Jesus, this was a cat of nine. It was 9 leather straps, and inside the straps was bone and stone so that when it hit Jesus' back, it would just rip the skin and the flesh out. This was a nasty, nasty flogging. And yet, most people didn't survive this. Jesus did. And then they see Jesus just being forced to carry his cross to a hill named Golgotha. Forced to carry the weight of the cross to this place, this hill. And they ran nails through his hands and feet. He was naked, stripped naked. He had a soldier come and put a spear through his side. And he's there. And eventually they hear the words, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which really means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Right there. Is in spiritual crisis mode. God, where are you? God, what are you doing? God, I'm praying. I don't hear you. God, where have you gone? And the women, the Spice Girls that day, see him pray his last and breathe his last breath. If that wasn't enough, Joseph of Arimathea goes to Pilate and says, can I have the body of Jesus? Can I put him in the tomb? And so they quickly wrap Jesus and they put him in some grave cloths and they shove him in a tomb and the Romans seal the tomb. The Romans just seal it and they place guards there. Matthew tells us that they place guards there. And so guards are at the entrance of the tomb and they've rolled this stone in front of the tomb and they've cemented the gaps with this mud-like cement that they used to have back then. And the Spice Girls that day, the Spice Girls are going to the tomb. The followers of Jesus going to the tomb. It was supposed to be a day of mourning. It was supposed to be a day of defeat. It was supposed to be the day when the skeptics and the critics of the world pointed their finger towards Jesus and said, your God, with smug satisfaction. They were pointing, saying, your God is a fraud. Jesus is not real. And in 100 years' time, he will be forgotten. They were pointing because it was supposed to be a day that the cross had proved that he had died. That the grave had proved that he had died. That he would be forgotten. It was supposed to be a day of darkness. And the believers of Jesus, the followers of Jesus were confused. Put yourself in the story with the Spice Girls. Imagine you're going to the tomb that morning. Going to expect nothing more than a lifeless body. Nothing more than a lifeless body. And we read the Spice Girls, these women get up early in the morning just after sunrise and make their way to the tomb. Make their way to the tomb. to anoint Jesus' body. And on their way to the tomb, we read this line. And I must admit, this is my favorite line in the whole Easter story. It says this. They asked each other, this is verse 3. They asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? Now, I don't know about you, but I find this quite comical. There's these three women, right, walking to the tomb, wondering who is going to roll this massive stone away that took so many Roman soldiers to put in place. Like, can you imagine the conversation? Hey, Mary, did you have your Wheaties this morning? Because, you know, this stone's going to be quite hard to roll in place. Hey, someone, I know you've been working out. Just show us your muscles for a minute. Let's see if you've got the strength to push it. Like, what were they thinking? They're going to the tomb and they've got to get past this stone that's there. Like, did they go to the other Mary and go, you know what? Can we do something here? Can the three of us do that? Like, who is going to roll this tomb? They knew they couldn't do it. That's why they were asking, who's going to roll the stone away? Not only that, if you know the story well enough, you know that there was Roman soldiers appointed to look after the tomb. And the Roman soldiers were told not to let anybody in or out of the tomb. They didn't think anyone was coming out, but they made sure no one was going in. What were the girls going to do? Beat up the Roman soldiers, then push the stone out of the way, and then get into... Like, do you not find that funny? I find it funny. Like, what were they going to do? Like, it's there. But I tell you something else, because as funny as that verse is, it's actually quite convicting too. Because they were heading to the tomb, heading to where Jesus was, and all they saw and all they talked about was the obstacle in the way. Think this through. How many times in our lives do we talk about what is going on in our lives and the things we're struggling with and the things we're doing instead of actually going to Jesus with them? They were focused on the barrier, focused on the stone, focused on the thing that was stopping them from getting to Jesus. They were just talking about it. They were focused on something else. We've all encountered that person when you ask them how they're going, haven't we? And for the next 5 to 10 minutes, they tell you everything that's wrong in their life. Come on. We've all encountered, yeah? Encountered that person? They just, you seem to ask them and then they just go, oh yeah, this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong. And they're focused on the obstacles. And for 5 minutes, that's all that you get is the obstacles in their life. We all know those people, right? These girls were in this same situation. As funny as it is that they're going to the tomb with the spices to try and anoint this body of Jesus, and who's going to roll the stone away? Who's going to deal with the Roman soldiers? Who's going to... They were so focused on the obstacles. And then the scripture says this. It says this. Where am I up to? It says this. They looked up and they saw the stone, which was very large, that had been rolled away. That's an exciting verse, right? They looked up. If you're online, I want you to put in the chat, looked up. Looked up. I want you to write that in the chat. If you're in the room, turn to someone and say, looked up. Come on. It is Easter Sunday morning, people. Turn to someone with some passion and say, looked up. Come on, say it like you know Jesus has risen from the dead, because he has risen from the dead. He's conquered the grave. He has made a way when there is no way. He's turned to someone and say, looked up. No, you're still not there. Say it like Jesus made the greatest comeback in all of history. Like he came back, conquered the grave, beat sin, kicked the devil out of the way. And when the girls got there, they looked up. Say, looked up. Come on, say it like you know that resurrection power, the same power that rose Jesus from the grave, is now in you, and he has conquered death, and that resurrection power is in you, which means you could conquer through and push through and get through all the obstacles in your lives. Say, looked up. Okay, now we're getting there. Woo! The Spice Girls got to the tomb and they looked up and they saw the stone had been rolled away. And they entered the tomb. This is verse 5. And they saw the man dressed in white robes sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. If I walked in there And I saw a guy dressed in white, especially if it was from like one of the other versions of the accounts, beaming like lightning. It's how they white like lightning. If that was me, well, my last name's Shat, so I probably would have said it and then did it. Like just putting it out there, right? Like Jesus is risen from the dead. This is supposed to be Jesus right here. They didn't recognize him, but they're sitting at the right side of the tomb. Where is Jesus right now? Right side of the Father. This is a picture of Jesus, and they're there, and they don't recognize this Jesus, but they're there, and they're alarmed. I'd be alarmed too. I probably would have fainted by now anyway. But the Spice Girls are there, and they're going, where is Jesus? What have you done with him? Where's he gone? Where is he? And they're alarmed. They're focused again on where Jesus is, and he's not there. They're coming to find the lifeless body. But Jesus says in verse 6, do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. Come on, say risen with me. Risen. He has risen. He's not here. He has risen. This disappointment that Friday brought had been turned into an empty tomb. The day of mourning had been transformed into a day of rejoicing. The sadness had been changed into a day of victory. This day of confusion had been converted into this day where God has risen. And we could say as the children of God with confidence, he has risen. He is alive. And he's conquered the grave. And I don't know, but here's the challenge, right? Here's the challenge right here. Is we let the world outpraise us. Jesus has risen from the grave. This is the greatest news of history. And we're like, yeah, yeah. He's alive. Praise God. We have news of this guy rising from the grave that had not been forgotten through all of history. And we're like, yeah, he's risen. Praise God. What? We need to celebrate the fact that we need to not let the world out praise us. We have the news that God has risen from the grave. This is awesome stuff. And not only that morning he rolled the stone out of the way, and like we've just sang, God is still rolling stones. He is still rolling stones. He's rolling stones of doubt. He's rolling stones of fear. He's rolling stones of anxiety. Here's rolling stones of poor health. Here's rolling stones of worry. Here's rolling stones of sadness and grief and confusion. Here's rolling stones of unbelief. Here's rolling stones of financial insecurity. Here's rolling stones of relational issues that we might have in our lives or emotional pains and hurts. Here's rolling stones of spiritual crises and all this kind of stuff. And he is still rolling stones out of our lives. Amen? Gosh, I feel like I'm working up here and you guys are not responding well. I hope you're responding online because, gosh, looked up. They looked up and they saw God who rolled the stone away, and we can look up too. He is still rolling stones. This is exciting stuff. He is rolling stones. And I know that 2020 and 2021 really have been years of, well, like nothing else we've seen in our lifetimes anyway. It's been horrendous for some parts of the world. We've been lucky in Western Australia, but there are other parts of the world that are still in lockdown. People have been in lockdown for 200-300 days. But God is still rolling stones. God is still working in our world. God is still doing something in our hearts and our minds. He's still doing something in our community. And all we have to do is look up. Yeah? Like, I'm not minimizing the fact that some of us go through some hard stuff. I get it. We might talk about that in 2 weeks' time, you know, the hard stuff that we go through, the physical pains and the emotional pains and the mental issues and relational issues and emotional, and I could show you in scripture where Jesus struggled emotionally and where he struggled in relationships and where he struggled having a spiritual crisis. I could show you that in scripture, and it's okay to have those things, but it's not okay to stay in those things. He is rolling stones out of our lives. And it's not going to be easy, some of this stuff, but I know that he could still roll stones in your life too. I know that because Paul says, I could do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Because Christ has experienced it, because Christ has gone through it, because he's there, we can too. It may not be easy, but he can still roll stones out of our lives. Amen? This resurrection power is running through our veins. But I want to talk about the biggest stone of all in closing today. I want to talk about the stone of sin. Because let's face it, our sin has created a big stone that has blocked us between us and God. It's like there's this stone, this thing in the way. We call it sin. It's the bad, it's the wrong. And look, if you could hear all my thoughts, you'd probably be more disgusted with me than you are right now. Like the thoughts, I know my thoughts. I know how bad some of them are. And if we're really honest, so do you. We all think things that we know we shouldn't think. And we all do things we shouldn't do. And we've all been in a place where we've done something and we've known it's wrong and we've done it anyway. God's working on us. But we've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God, and all missed the mark. God's perfect. We're not there. We haven't got there. We could never get there. And so this stone is there. We've fallen short. But God so loved the world. How about you change the world for you? God so loved Mark. For God so loved Val. For God so loved Tegan. For God so loved Dilemma. For God so loved Kay. For God so loved Linda. For God so loved you that he gave his one and only son, dying on a cross, taking our place in sin and shame. He sent his son to that cruel death so that we can have life, so there was a way to be made, and that stone of sin could be broken apart and rolled away, giving us direct access to God and giving us life and life to the fullest. That's God working in you. For God so loved the world that whosoever may believe. You know, the whosoever who's jealous. The whosoever that is drug affected, the whosoever that it lies, the whosoever that is cheating, the whosoever that is deceptive, the whosoever that puts that fake mask on and appears to have it all together but doesn't really have it all together when you actually break it down, the fake whosoevers, the homeless whosoever, the whatever the whosoever is that you want to put in there, the mark whosoever who believes, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The empty tomb doesn't prove Jesus is dead. It proves that he is alive and that we can have life everlasting through him. Amen? Amen. We are going to sing that song again. He is still rolling stones. Because there's some of us who have stones in our lives that we need to get rid of. And when we sing this song, a couple of the girls are going to come up if they haven't done it already, and they're going to put some words up on the stone. But maybe today you need to just get some stones out of your lives. Maybe today you need to come to God and go, God, I've got this stone. I need you to roll it away. Send an angel if you have to. Matthew records an angel coming down and rolling the stone away and then sitting on the stone because he was so excited to see what was just about to happen next. God, still rolling stones today. He is still rolling stones today. Maybe you need to ask him to roll some stones out of your lives. Maybe today you've never had that stone of sin rolled out of your life, and that's okay too. Then make yourselves known. If you're watching online and this is you, you could private message the page. It will come through to us. You could write, I need God to move some stones, and we will reach out to you. Maybe you're in the room and you need that, or you haven't done it yourself, that stone of sin. Then you can stand up when we're singing this song. God, you're still rolling stones. Roll the stones out of my life too. Maybe you just want to stand to say, yeah, I know God's rolling stones out of my life, and I'm just going to praise him because I don't want the world to outpraise me. Whatever the case may be, let's sing and know that God is still rolling stones.